Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Kresos Daf. Hey, Kresos 5, and today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is discussing the Shemen HaMishcha because we had seen in our Mishnah that if somebody misuses the oil of the temple, that person is liable for Kares, and so therefore our Gemara goes into a discussion of the Shemen HaMishcha, the anointing oil which was used to anoint a king. So our Gemara cites a Braisa on Daf Hey, and the Braisa teaches us Af Yehu ben Nimshi lo nimshach machokes Yoram ben Achav. So our Gemara had earlier said that a king is going to be anointed unless this king is going to be inheriting the throne from their father. However, today's Daf Yomi tells us that Yehu ben Nimshi was anointed only because there was a machlokes with Yoram ben Ahav, that there was a dispute, meaning to say Yoram was the person who was succeeding as king, his father Ahav, but Hashem told Elisha to, instead of allowing Yoram to be king, to appoint Yehu. And so since there was a machlokes, even though he was the son of a king, he still was going to be required to be anointed. So the Gemara says, why do we need to say that there was a machlokes? Typically, the Melch Rishon. Why don't we say that Yehu should be anointed because he was not actually the son of a king, as Rashi says, and so therefore he should be the king. So the Gemara says, you're right. Indeed, Chisuri Melchzer Ahachi Ketani. Really, this is what the Brice is teaching us. Malchi Beis David Moshlin, that the kings from the house of David are actually anointed, whereas Malchi Yisrael, the kings of Israel, in Moshlin. The kings of Israel are not going to be anointed. And if you're going to ask, why was Yehu ben Nimshi, who was one of the kings of Israel, why was he anointed? And so the answer is, because there was a machokes with Yoram ben Achav as to who should be the king. And so therefore, even though he was from the king of Israel, he was one of the kings of the northern kingdom of the kings of Israel, still he was anointed as the king. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. So he was anointed because there was a dispute, there was a challenge as to whether or not he was supposed to be king. So we're going to commit mi'ila, meaning to say we're going to misuse sacred property because there was a dispute. But if there's something that's sacred property, why should we allow him to misuse the anointing oil in order to say that he's really the king of Israel? How should that be allowed? Because that should not override a prohibition of the Torah. So the Gemara says, well, actually, even though he was anointed, k'da'amar Rav Papa, like Rav Papa is going to teach, and like Rav Papa also taught in other contexts, about parsim adachya, that with respect to Yehoachaz, that he was not actually anointed with the actual Shemen HaMishcha of Moshe Rabbeinu, but he was anointed with what was called a parsim adachya, which is balsam oil. And so it wasn't the pure oil of the anointing oil. It wasn't the mixture. And so therefore, so too here also, hachinami ba parsim adachya. So too Yehu was not anointed with actually the Shemen HaMishcha, but he was anointed with a parsim adachya. And so therefore, he was not in violation of the prohibition of anointing oil. And so the Gemara mentioned that Yehoachaz was anointed with Shemen HaMishcha. And this is what we said Rav Papa was referring to when he said a parsim adachya, that Yehoachaz was appointed with a parsim adachya, with balsam oil, and not the Shemen HaMishcha. How did Rav Papa know that Yehoachaz was appointed only with a parsim adachya, and not with the pure Shemen HaMishcha? So the Gemara says, because we know that Yehoachaz, who was the son of Yoshiyahu, that what happened was as follows, that what happened was, we learned in the Braisa, Misha Nignaz Aron, from when the Aron Kodesh was hidden away, and we know that it was hidden away during the time of Yoshiyahu, Nignaz Tzinsenes Haman, that also the jar of Mun, which was kept in the Aron Kodesh, was also hidden away, that the Torah tells us that Aron had taken a jar of the filled with the Mun and put placed it in front of the Aron Kodesh. And so when Yoshio came and hid the Aron Kodesh, he also hid the Tzinsenes Haman, and he also hid the Tzlocha Shemen HaMishka. He also hid this flask of the anointing oil, and he also hid the Makalosh of Aron Ushkeidim Uprachim. He also hid the staff of Aaron, which we read about in Parashas Korach, and also the Shkeidim and Prachim, the almonds, the blossoms that happened around the Ark of around the staff of Aaron. And we know there was one other thing that he had, the Arga Sheshigru Pushim Dorong Okay Yisrael, and also the gift that the Philistines had sent to the Jewish people when they sent a box which was when they were returning the Aron HaKodesh, they sent with it a box which contained things inside it which some say were the it was gold. It was a dispute how to interpret those verses from the Tanakh, but the Pushtim sent these images of either hemorrhoids or golden mice, and they put them next to the Aron Kodesh. So that was also hidden away by Yoshiyahu. And so if that's the case, how do Yoachaz have the Shemen HaMishka if we know it was hidden from Yoshiyahu? So about this, Rav Papa said, we know what they did was by Parsim HaDachya, that Yoachaz was not appointed with the Shemen HaMishka, but he was appointed with a Parsim HaDachya. We see from here that the Aron Kodesh and all of these special items were hidden away by Yoshiyahu, and why would he hide something? Why would he do something? It's obviously the case that we came to a point in our history that we had to replace the Shemen HaMishka with a Parsim HaDachya, with balsam oil, because the Shemen HaMishka was giving too much sanctity to the kings, and the kings weren't on. They needed to be anointed, but they needed to also recognize that their level of sanctity was nowhere near the level that was ideally expected from the kings of Israel. So therefore, they only received the balsam oil as an appointment and not the pure Shemen HaMishka.